The NFL today is made up of superstar quarterbacks and outspoken athletes. But GMs and coaches know just how valuable some of the unsung players are. Punters win the battle for field position and pin opposing offenses deep in their own zone. And this past year, none were better than St. Louis Rams punter Johnny Hecker.
Johnny Hecker, punter for the St. Louis Rams. This is Rams 360.
Hecker's path to the NFL started as a kid growing up in Bothell, Washington, a suburb of Seattle. Pushed by his older brothers, Hecker began playing sports at a young age. By the time he reached high school, he lettered in track, basketball, and soccer, while also punting and starting at quarterback on the varsity football team. The Cougars made it to two straight state title games, but Hecker had his sights set on the next level.
I'd always had a dream of playing in the Pac-10 at the time, and I had the opportunity to go down to Oregon State on an unofficial visit, met with the coaches. I loved it from day one. They gave me the opportunity to walk on there as a preferred walk-on to punt. They had seen some highlight tape I had sent them. It was, you know, probably a 15-minute highlight tape. So I had 12 minutes of me playing quarterback and then 3 minutes at the very end of me punting. And they waded through it all and saw me punt. Thought I had some promise there, let me come walk on. I'm really thankful for that opportunity to have gone there and play for Coach Riley and that program. It was just nothing but a privilege and an honor. I never really thought of myself to be that good. I had always seen guys in college that were much better than I was. You know, it started off building a relationship with Coach Bones. He came out to my pro day. He was the only special teams coordinator there. And as soon as, you know, the draft day came, I had some calls from some other teams. And, when the draft went, I had some offers on the table to play at other places. But I knew in my heart that St. Louis was the spot for me. And, to play for Coach Fisher in a new program, going to be kind of a change of guard in St. Louis. And I knew it was something I wanted to be a part of.
Hecker's talents on the field have started to gain him recognition off of it as well. He hosts a weekly segment on the local Fox station where he takes part in challenges from fans. He is active in the community, volunteering throughout the St. Louis area, and is even an internet star, racking up over 7 million hits on YouTube when he teamed up with Dude Perfect for some trick shots. But nothing could prepare him for his biggest opportunity yet.
That's what I'm going to be doing. God save me. Damn. Yeah, in all seriousness, I am excited. So excited and humbled by the opportunity to come out here with some of the best pilots in the world, interact with them. Hey, I know I'm blessed to be here. I'm going to just soak it up and hopefully have an incredible story to tell at the end of the day.
Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Ready, hit it!
Oh, no way. Oh.
6G, ready, hit it!
All right, there's 5.5, there's 6. Keep squeezing.
Ready, hit it. Yeah. How you feeling?
Oh, my, that's great.
Pretty good view, huh?
Oh, yeah. Insane.
So this is minus 1G, just hanging out upside down.
This is insane.
We're gonna roll out. Now we're headed at it. We'd roll up on a wing and see how our target works, then we're gonna G's coming on, pull back, and egress the target area down low.
Big shout out to the U.S. Navy, Blue Angels, showed me a great time. Just done an amazing work this whole time, whole production taking great care of us, and man, never been so scared in my life, yet felt so safe just because the pilots are so good out here, but incredible deal. Go Navy.
Johnny Hecker may know how to have a good time off the field, but as the Rams travel to Houston to face the Texans, he knows he has to be at the top of his game.
I try and just have the same mental approach every game, game day. You know, I'll listen to my music, roll up to the stadium, like to, you know, get some heat, get my body loosened up a little bit, stress, just start thinking about maybe visualizing some of my punts, visualizing some situations I could be in, different rushes and whatnot.
Hi, American. How are we doing? So this is my domain over here, the sideline. Don't leave it for long periods of time. Pretty much special teams heaven. Buckle up, it's going to be a fun ride.
Coming off a win over the Jaguars the previous week, the Rams look to even their record at 3-3. But it will be no easy task against a team that won 12 games a year ago and sports one of the league's best defenders, J.J. Watt.
Cunningham set to return the Randy Bullock kickoff. Bullock steps in. Underway here in Houston. This is returnable. It's short. Cunningham from the 3-yard line. Up the middle 10. Cuts right 15 behind a block. 20 gets to the corner. 25, 30. And close to the 35-yard line. Cunningham off the return. Oh, yeah! Johnny Hecker, Shiloh Kayo back to return. Kayo, I should say. Call for the fair catch and makes it on the Rams sideline. Good directional punting by Johnny Hecker. He's pinned at the 13-yard line.
Back point, baby. There it is.
Here's the kickoff. Going to be returned. Good shot, Mark. He's at the 5 and the 10. Rodney McLeod makes contact there. The
he's going to score.
It's scooped and scored. The Rams have a touchdown. Darren Bates. The rookie free agent from Auburn, after the hit by McLeod, Bates scooped and scored.
Yeah, baby! When Bates got that ball for a touchdown, you know, I was happy for Bates, but I think I was even happier for Bones, just because the guy worked so hard, and, to put in the dedication that he does, and to finally get that validation of a touchdown, see that big play pop. Finally, it was huge. I was ecstatic. I'm sure you saw in the video.
And the Rams close the book on a very productive afternoon here at Reliance Stadium.
We just got to stay together, keep working together, you know, keep pressing plays where there's plays to be made. I think that's one thing that this team's done a great job of is hanging in there and staying together and keep fighting for that little the little details, because as soon as they slip up, we're going to be ready to capitalize on that small detail that they messed up on. We just got to work hard, focus on the coaches' game plans for us, and they're gonna lead us to victory.
An RBN production.